Welcome, one and all, to another episode of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
Hey guys, this is a very serious episode, so I just want to start it with,
Four combo!
Snap open onomatopoeia!
Happy call!
Happy Canada, everyone!
Kanpai!
Kanpai! Kanpai, since you after five!
We're live!
Zenkai Gan!
Broadcast! Loading! Connect!
Watching all the anime! Red Caster! Show Raven!
Equipment Wielder! Blue Caster! Yoshida's Azeal!
Loyal and Loud! Pink Caster! Light Red!
Trauma Inducer! North Caster! Saga!
Explorer from the Unknown! Yellow Caster! Auto Gar!
Raining from the Capital! Silver Caster! Overkill!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
We did it, you guys. Canada survives another year.
Faller, go easy on the Pepsi.
While America prepares for its impending tyrant and Europe fucking self-implodes.
Yeah. All I hope is...
We are still here!
We are still here, and it's a bit hot outside, but that'll be okay. We're going to be fine. We got our nice water. So, yes, here in Canada, and yes, if you didn't know, we are in fact in Canada. All of the Radio Sentai Cast Ranger, save for the ones we don't care about, are in Canada. I'm talking about you, Gray.
Whoa!
Made the vote.
Our name means the village.
Right? Because we're stupid.
There's the giant village.
So, to which I say, I'll give you the most Canadian thing I can possibly say about being a Cast Ranger. I'm sorry.
And there's nothing wrong about that, eh? I
fucking hate you.
Fucking hosers.
I'll give you a loony if you can stop saying that. I'm sorry, but you gotta stop saying that.
Our milks and bags!
Only in Ontario!
Only in Ontario.
I saw the best fan-made Pokemon earlier today.
Yeah,
Bob
yeah,
and Doug.
I like Double Double.
Yeah. Did anyone do anything for Canada Day at all?
I watched the entirety of Final Fantasy 13.
What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing.
I slept all day.
How Canadian.
Right.
I survived a thunderstorm.
I went to Pornhub and looked up Canadian whore, then turned off.
I worked a 6-hour day and earned 9 hours worth of pay.
Am I the one who actually did something kind of
Canadian? Sure. Yeah.
I hit up the zoo with some people and we went to the Canadian domain. Nice. We saw the grizzlies.
During the thunderstorm?
Grizzlies?
Yeah, it's called an umbrella. Thunderstorm only lasts like 5 minutes.
You know what's funny? When me and Kelly went to the Toronto Zoo last time, like, we went to see the bears, and just this one bear kept doing the same thing where he walks like,
back and forth, shakes his head,
yeah,
goes the other way.
Yeah.
He does that.
Because he walks there, he's like, oh, bother.
Yeah. Hold door.
Although, like, fucking
hold,
Juno.
Hold the door!
Getting
no.
Huge.
Stop.
Hold the door!
But, so there was like a huge thunderstorm earlier today, and... Like, there was some thunder that sounded off around noonish today that sounded really fucking close. And it may have, in fact, actually been very close because not an hour later, I got a call about one of our neighbors having a roof leak.
Yeah.
So, or that, and, you know, their roof hasn't been shingled in, like, ever.
Or that. Or both. Fuck it. I like my canon version. I like my head canon better.
Well, you know, I was, you know, looking outside.
Take
when the,
two, that sentence.
When the thunder just struck our front door.
Thunder can't strike you.
Lightning, I meant.
Speaking of which, you guys have been in my house like one time.
Yeah. Right? You mean your secret garden?
Yeah, right.
Yes. Awesome fucking house.
You remember at the top of the driveway there's one patch of like much darker asphalt than the rest? I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you ever see it again, it is there. That's because in that spot, lightning struck right there and we saw it happen. We actually saw it hit and went
and you were like, you must have been like,
Lightning Bender!
Nice.
I wasn't that, I was like 50 feet away, but still, you see it happen.
It's like, I just
You know, I don't know if you guys have seen the picture of the front of my place, but I have a fire hydrant like 5 feet away from my house. I have seen lightning hit that thing like 4 times in my life.
Well.
Yeah. Because fire hydrants like get hit by lightning a lot, because they're big metal poles that go deep into the ground.
But enough about my sex life.
Yeah,
alright.
Well, sure.
So, today we're talking about Ghost episode 37, as well as Zoodra episode 19. And we'll get
and
into
Gar
what our topic is a little
special
later.
For us. We'll get to that later.
I guess. Sure.
First, let's go into Go Store.
Why do you guys actually do the sound effect, and then the sound effect comes out again anyway?
Because it's wacky.
Yes.
Anyways, this is a very exciting episode, cuz!
Oh my god, please stop with the toys, I'm begging you. For the love of god. Hey, this is the reason why I hate your guts.
The Switch is just right there in front of me, and I could have stopped that.
Yay!
No, you literally, Chris!
But I chose to let the internet burn.
Why, Ichi?
This is a Sanzo heavy episode again. I loved it.
Oh, wow. You're the only one that actually gives two shits.
I know. I'm the only one in, the world who loves Sanzo, Donishi.
You only like it because he got a new weapon, and
no,
because
no,
you're
no,
no, no,
no.
He liked it before.
I liked it before.
He liked it before.
Yeah.
He did. Someone had to.
Yep.
That is the actual reason. The same reason I saw John Carter in theaters.
Anyways, it's off now, so won't play anymore.
Someone had to.
So this episode starts off with Makoto becoming a Persona user by defeating his shadow.
I love Peter Pan!
I'm not going to say what it is, just for spoiler's sake, but I know what Shadow Makoto is, and it's really funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just love, when he henshins in Deep Spectre, he, does this awesome jump kick to his fucking face.
So, I'm just gonna... Is that clone Makoto just a result of him using Deep Spectre?
No.
Oh. Okay.
It's something...
I thought it was Deep Spectre slowly draining his soul out and creating a clone that gets more powerful the more he
I wanna
uses
say
it,
what...
And that's why he's digging his own fucking grave.
I wanna say...
No. We definitely saw Adele, saying to... Evil Makoto, yeah, we need you now.
No.
So
is that why he had a heart
Adele
attack
did.
At the end?
I don't know.
No,
but
I know what it is, but Ichi's like, I don't want to know.
I would like to get some piece of plot from the show without having it spoiled beforehand, maybe.
Alright, extra cash ranger canceled.
Yeah, so the more we get more of this idol story bullshit.
I don't care.
It really is not consequential at all. Koyomi is an idol but doesn't want to be because her friends hate her.
The thing is about her friends hating her is everyone has an inner monologue except for me. I have an outer monologue. But everyone has an inner monologue about everyone. Anyone ever has an inner monologue. Lane has an inner monologue about his friends. Everyone has an inner monologue. It doesn't matter if you hate someone on the inside. It doesn't matter because. As long as you guys make up your fucking differences and not be a bitch, you'll be fine.
That was the most blue version of the Mewtwo speech from Pokemon the first movie I've ever heard.
And David needs to produce children's shows that are still rated R.
Like Dennis Leary. Yeah.
Now we just need Kelly to
fuck to sleep.
Wait! Yeah! Mini table!
Raven has flipped the mini table.
Oh, I'm so glad you had that thing.
Why is the mini table being
context.
Flipped? Because I'm
Gar,
being nice?
Hey, context. Gar fucking wrote down on his phone and showed me what the fucking clone Makoto was. The mini table came out.
Don't say anything.
Oh my god, so stupid.
Don't say anything. Do not. I will find out myself.
I don't care. Let me see.
Fucking god.
Do I need to record my reactions to next week's episode?
No,
but it's funny.
Okay, well, moving on.
This is the dumbest thing.
So we get very awesome showdown between Makoto and his shadow where they both charge up their Omega drives and they're battling with their charged up feet.
And then
I actually have a question about that whole thing. So I've been watching a lot of Ghosts, as you probably could tell from my Twitter.
What's Twitter?
Cool. Anyway. as you can tell, I haven't been watching any of the Ghosts other than what I've been watching for Cast Ranger. But isn't this form 4 Spectre in upgraded form?
It's his final form.
Is it an upgraded form?
It is a separate icon. He still has the Spectre icon.
Yes.
But it is basically a powered up version of Spectre.
Wouldn't he be mopping the fucking floor with him then?
He should, but the trade-off is the evil Makoto is, like, more of a trained fighter.
Right? It's so stupid!
No! Stop! I don't want to find out yet!
I want to know what the fuck it is.
Somebody tell
Can
me
I just say it?
No!
No!
Everybody!
No!
Everyone in the room except you knows.
I just can't
so.
Wait
no,
until he finds out.
It's on Facebook right now. I want to see this.
Oh my god, this is intense.
wait, what did you say, Dan?
Send me what it is on Facebook.
Cast Ranger is officially a drama show now.
When wasn't it? We're just all about drama. Anyways, so with the Alan portion of the episode, he apparently sees, like, the three Sanzo spirits, like, do this technique, whatever.
Stunt jumps.
Yeah.
By the way, the funny thing about that is, like, they each do different stunt jumps, and he just says to all three of them, teach me that!
No, yeah, so Alan's trying to learn, like, the technique that they're trying to do. But I think it's supposed to be, like, you know what they're doing? They're trying to complete a Sentai flip shot.
No, you know what it is? It's Sun Vulcan.
There you go. So, do you just see a lot of funny shots of just Alan just, like, fucking up and just going,
I almost want to dub over, come on and take a free ride, free ride.
No.
Come on and take a wild ride.
And then, like, at the same time, like, Honami, or I like to call her Konami now because she plays.
Like, she has an up, down, down, left, right, BA start.
Yes.
And also
that is the Konami code.
And also one of her dance moves is fucking Gangnam Style.
No, it's not. It's the cowgirl. Get it right.
And whatever. The cutest thing is you just see Onari, like, watching them, and then he just tries to do a couple moves.
He
and
tries,
like,
to
Onari,
shadow them.
You're too cute. Stop it.
But then just
that's the Bolt guy, right?
The
One Punch Man guy?
Yeah.
Then it's like, the clone leaves. Because, like, thank God. Hi. What?
Yeah, it turns
Hi.
Out. Hey, round two.
Fuck!
And then later on, like, it's really stupid, like, Cannon finds him, and I just always hate where, like, the characters are just like, you know what, I'm gonna look in this underground parking lot where he might not be there. Oh, look, I found him there!
No, I can just see it.
He's always in the last place you look!
That's like, there's
my vagina.
Car!
Game on!
Car!
Then just car goes by. Game on!
Wow, Gar, that was the most Canadian thing I've ever heard.
Well, we all know that if you lose something or someone,
referencing a movie that takes place in Aurora.
Yeah, Aurora, Illinois. But Mike Myers is Canadian.
Yeah, I know.
Sweet Hockey's a Canadian thing.
I know.
But no, we all know that if you lose something or someone, you'll always find it in an underground parking lot.
Yeah.
Did you check out? Like, did you check in his room? Yes. Downstairs? Yes. Upstairs? Yes. Hallway? Yes. Highway? Yes. The mailbox? Shit. You didn't check the mailbox? That's where he always is!
Or like Tifa looking behind
a
painting
back.
For Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Cloud!
Just punches the wall and the door opens.
Wait, just a quick moment. David, did you get why I messaged you?
I want to commit suicide.
I know, right?
So dumb.
Oh, boy.
Chris, I have never wanted to commit suicide over a Kamen Rider thing before, other than Forza.
I was like, you liar!
Yeah, you
what?
Quit. You this? Quit Ghost because Ghost made a fucking Forza reference.
Anyways, so on the show,
so I know
it's like a thing in Idoldom, but I still think it was fucking stupid that Akari had the tiny hat glued to the side of her head.
No, that makes her cute.
No,
that made her cute.
That's a matter of opinion.
Also, we got to see Onari in his Nabashin disguise again, and it was amazing.
Yeah, and I love it how, like, when she, like, fakes her ankle injury, he's just, like, starts up a fucking Oendan cheer. Ho! Not me! Say! And fucking everyone goes into it.
I have something to ask Raven real quick.
That was literally just him telling everybody in the audience to start saying.
Go ahead,
yeah.
Dude.
Just
Raven?
Everybody starts doing the flame.
Is that a thing Nabashin did?
Hey, Raven.
What?
Is it me, or did he look like, oh my god, I just had it on top of my head.
Spike from Cowboy Bebop.
Spike from Cowboy Bebop.
No.
the bald guy.
It looks more like Navi Shin.
Yeah, it's Navi Shin.
Dan cosplayed Spike from Cowboy Bebop one time.
That's nice enough, but this
Spike
is
Spike doesn't have the afro.
Well, the skin comes pale now.
No, but he kind of has like that like spiky hair. I guess it's just a Spike. Shut up.
So Alan gets out of his little training vision and immediately is confronted by Javert, who doesn't have his ultimate icon anymore, but he tries his best.
Oh, no.
And I'm Javert.
What was funny was I was expecting him to just walk onto this shot, and he's just super fucking fat, and it's like, Javert, what happened to you? Too much, that bald guy gave you all those rice balls and couldn't stop.
Too much takoyaki.
That's why I was, like, hoping, like...
Too much chili donuts.
Remember when Double, when, like, Philip was, like, studying eclairs and he just became super fat? Like, I was hoping with that with either Alan or Javert.
No, they wouldn't do that.
Too much takoyaki.
Don't disgrace my perfect Alan.
Alan's amazing.
But no, the really interesting and stupid shot in that whole Alan-Javert confrontation was they, like, got into an arm lock as Alan was henching, and I'm just like, Javert, you could, like, rip that shit off his arm, you know?
No, because you can't stop a henching.
Yeah, but they're already arm locked.
All right, explain.
It's got to be a loophole.
A few Sentai.
Sentai, I'm a writer.
All right, let's go back to the Showa era.
Okay, anyways.
Anyways.
So he pulls the Gangun catcher out of his ass.
Literally, out of nowhere.
Okay, you know, it's fun. It's cool how he uses it. He actually, like, grabs Javert's arm with it and, like, kind of flips him, but then he does, like, this cool, like, back kick. And then he does, like, the coolest thing ever. He summons the three Sanzu spirits. They all, like, attack, like, one after the other.
It's like a Sentai team attack.
Yeah, and then they finish with, like, a pose. They disappear, and then, like, Javert blows up and just Necrom's standing there looking all badass. And I was like...
Okay, Javert didn't explode. It just, the energy from the attack.
I'm gonna say this right now. Ichi really wanted a new, like, power-up, new final form for Necrom. There it is. Sanzo's his power-up in the series.
Bullshit.
Until we got the Gaiden film, because we already know.
He's going to get his own movie. We all know he's going to get a Necrom movie.
You know what would be cool? You know the Alan chapters that are happening? Mm-hmm. It'd be cool if in the last one he got a super form.
Okay, that is what they should do, and then Gaiden 3.
Because, I mean, like, Type Tokujo gave us some slightly new stuff.
The Guy Ryugen movie?
No,
it needs to be Bravo Gridon.
Tell that to Anthony.
Kurikage.
Kurikage Gridon, the buddy movie.
No, Kurikage, just 5 minutes.
No, Kurikage, Kurikage Shin.
Is Bravo and Gridon together just going to be like a gay love story?
I hope so, because that'd be hilarious.
It's just a really long training period.
No, Gaiden 26, Kurikage Trooper number 457, the movie.
Traitor.
The one with the...
Yeah, just Force Awakens, but with Kurikage Troopers.
The one with the flame gun.
No, just traitor. Let's go. The staff pulls out a black DJ gun.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
So the catcher actually has some pretty interesting, cool sounding sound effects in the Mega U Loader voice. He goes, "Die Kaigon,
Omega Finish."
That was great.
I'm sorry, I'm still thinking about the whole trainer thing.
Oh yeah. I bought a TR-8R figure for $10, Black Series. I'm very happy to have it.
Traitor.
So yeah, and also, by the way, Ghost is fighting the Gonmiser Wind again and pulls out a new Hisatsu, even though the Hisatsus are supposed to be tied to his emotions he feels from his friends, but there was nothing that happened to trigger him unlocking the new attack.
Well, no.
But he does it anyways.
You know, he did it. He said his speech, like, talking about, like,
I can't reach it. Fuck it, I'm pulling out a gun.
But the thing is, that new attack is related to one of his friends, but nothing happened between him and anyone else.
Maybe it was Akari?
No, Akari's Hisatsu is Yorokobi Strike.
What about Kyoumi?
Yeah.
She's not one of them.
She's not one of the friends. The attack was tied to the emotion that she was showing. I'm still waiting to see.
No, but each of them is each of the feelings that Power Mugen is tied to one of the other members of the group.
Yeah, except this time apparently it was her.
No, but he already had hers. It was Yorokobi's...
No, not Akari. Oh. I'm talking about freaking Honami.
Kyoumi.
But she's not one of them. I know that they were tied to each one of his actual main crew.
That's the guest episode. Why are you bitching?
Whatever. Anyways. Yeah,
there was also, like... Oh, I'm trying to remember the joke I had for this. Like,
so, yeah, it was Shinen Impact, which means conviction.
Yeah.
Be using the Omega Impact, basically.
But like when Adele was talking to the Gonmas or whatever, like the Gonmas was just like, he's like, it's like, oh, you seem impatient and stuff like that. And he's just like, shut up. Like, what are you, my doctor? Is all them? Yes.
I love that they actually went.
They explicitly explained
that their purpose is to stop anyone from using the power of the Great Eye. And
what
my immediate thought was, we exist to cock block the Dragon Balls.
No. They have to pass into the iris. I keep telling you this.
Nice.
Yes. My God, man. Iris. How many Overwatch references can we do in one episode?
The question is, how many...
We did it last week. We had like a 10-minute Overwatch discussion.
It's like...
The world is worth fighting for.
We must defeat Ghost. It's for the greater good. The greater good.
Gar, you and me.
Yeah.
We got this by the ass.
You guys are lucky.
It's actually the Ruby's right over there.
So yes.
Right there.
So yes, Ghost Mugen defeats Gonmizer Wind. I'm assuming that's the name. And Adele is apparently going to become one next week.
She's got fuse.
And next week we also get to see Grateful pair up with all 15 ghosts.
No. Wait.
So you're saying that Adele is actually going to do something?
Maybe.
Amazing.
No. Think about it.
She's going to try to do something.
Adele.
Yeah.
All the Gonmas, they're eyes, right? Like, they're the icons?
Yeah.
And then the Gonmizers are just giant plaque, like giant stone things?
The monoliths, yeah.
Gem fuse! Because the icons are little gems.
I guess. Okay, sure.
Steven Universe fuse.
Summer of Steven confirmed! And we'll do what we can.
You fuck up with the song. You fucked up the song. Because of that, I'm taking a Zoolander thing.
something, Gamma World, believe in. Musashi, Edison, Newton, Robin Hood, Billy the Kid, Ben Kid.
Shut the fuck up.
Boku Sanzo!
And Sanzo!
And Steven!
Boku Gusto!
Boku Sanzo!
I put you
down.
Ganma Sentai Necroman. Apare.
I'm just thinking to myself, like, I know Ichi. He's going to end it with Apare.
Yeah, and I finish it with the Kazayanare.
That doesn't.
Anyway.
No, you don't get to do it this time. Gar, take us in. Thank you. Alright, so, Zoolander 19.
You stole my gag.
Because you...
You stole my gag!
Oh my god, he's killed the original Gar!
It's okay,
luckily, Gar
was
ignored by Radio Sentai Cast.
Now we have to bring in one of the guards to replace you.
What the fuck? This isn't mine!
That's mine!
Why was it under my elbow?
It belonged to the original!
Man, there's a lot of porn on here.
So, confirmed! Zoo of the World's a human.
No.
Oh, no!
Way! No one saw that coming.
No, but the notes say human form reveal. Like, we didn't know that, Ichi.
I meant that as the reference that it was revealed to Yamato, you fucker.
Okay, if Paul was here. Shocking.
If Paul was here.
Paying for this, Robin.
Here's my question, though. Why did Guinness take away his shirt?
No shirts
really
for you.
Want to know the answer to that?
He was in chains. He was in chains, too.
Well, where is Paul here? This is the Chronicles of Gore.
Okay, can we just talk about the scene where, like, he has him chained up, and Guinness just walks up to him. Oh, did you spend all your allowance already? All right, here's some more money.
He literally sprinkles coins into him like salt.
No, the best part, though, he turns away, turns back at him, ding!
A
couple extra coins.
It's
like
a Mario Party thing.
I gotta admit, if I was to go to a strip joint with any Sentai villain,
Guinness.
I'd be Guinness. I'm just saying.
This Guinness is just.
He gets you.
I bet he could give and receive one hell of a lap dance.
This is the episode where Guinness is.
These coins are infused with my cells.
No, it's like Guinness is walking around like our zoo of the world, and I'm just thinking to myself, that's a female underneath that suit, actor.
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool.
Or underneath that suit.
Yeah.
That's a female under the suit, actor.
Still waiting for that thing he's standing on to turn to, like, legs or something.
Thank you, Mega Pan.
I'm predicting that it's gonna, that, like, the thing he's standing on slash in is gonna turn into a beast. and he'll just look like a centaur type creature.
You mean like how the pterodopont that his
yes.
beast just turns into a giant monster?
No, it turns into wings.
You know what I'd like to know?
The things like unfold and flip onto his back, and he gets wings.
Well, we'll see.
You know what I'd like to know? Is that like a very elaborate, like puppeteered, like sort of base with like using stilts, or is there literally two people in that?
I imagine it's stilts.
No.
I'm sorry.
It's one person controlling
the
left arm, and
Jim Henson,
right, and then two people controlling the legs, like Jabba.
I just got this image in my head of like, you know, when the kids go in the trench coat to get.
I was thinking that too.
That's reminding me of now. Now that I'm thinking it's two people.
See, this is why I want to see like behind the scenes.
How the fuck do they stand up?
Sorry. Hold on. Thought like I did because I watch way too much BoJack. I'm just picturing like BoJack Horseman, which would make sense in this world, right?
Yes.
To show you do understand that villain over there is just three kids in a suit, right?
Oh my. Sitting up and standing
that
down.
That explains all the video gaming I got.
Oh,
sitting up and standing down in that suit must be terrible on their backs.
Oh, fuck.
While he was out, though, we did get to see what his throne looks like.
Yeah,
his vacant throne.
It's what
red.
Is this, Game of Chairs?
It's red.
Fuck you.
Game of Chairs.
I'm just expecting one day just Kubar is just like sitting on the throne, guys. It's like, what are you doing? He's like, keeping
it warm for you, sire.
Kumar's the guy with the elevator thing, though.
Yes,
that's
Kumar.
He's my favorite of the villains.
You mean the Starscream? That's going to betray him.
Yes,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
I'm calling it now. He's Starscream.
Yes.
He's like,
completely.
What are you doing? I'm taking control.
He's the overambitious scientist.
Well, no wonder I like him, because Starscream's my favorite Transformer.
Of course he is.
Megatron can't speak anymore. It looks like I'm leader of the Decepticons now.
That's an actual thing from the cartoon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Megatron can't speak. I'm leader.
Starscream. No, like
that never changed.
That's why I would love to see just like people sub like behind the scenes footage of like these shows because it'd be so fascinating to see.
Speaking of which, on the Amazon's Blu-ray, they are gonna release behind the scenes footage of all the fights.
Yeah, but it's not subbed.
Who cares?
All I remember the
I care.
All I
Do you want fight scenes to be subbed?
The best behind the scenes thing I ever saw was when I saw some stuff for the Double movie, and I just saw the guy actor who was playing the Luna Dopont just seeing people run away from like a crowd or something, and just him hard gaining chairs, like, collapsing them by just humping into them, and I was like,
not the plastic furniture.
This is amazing.
No, but the thing is, like when I said, like I want to see. Like the subs, I know that those behind the scenes things, they have like the director saying what to do usually.
Yeah.
So I want to see that. I don't want to just want to see the fight scenes, sure, but I want to see like direction. I want to see everything.
There's a video on YouTube where one of the producers for Power Rangers, like he went to see filming of Die Ranger, and you actually got to see how they did everything, like shot for shot. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, but again, that's not subbed.
Well,
so
there wasn't really a whole lot of speaking in that, though.
So let's talk about the player, the monster of the week this episode.
You mean Paul the Monster?
Bollingen!
This guy was cool.
A bowling monster!
It's a
I just remember when they were watching it last night, Raven season, and he's like, wait, what? No!
Yeah. Oh! The funny thing is, Paul, like, Greencaster had, like, just gone upstairs to pass out, so he missed it, and he's, like, the bowler, one of the bowlers in our crew.
Yeah, including me.
Yeah. I said one of, I corrected
today
myself.
Today when he was up, I'm like, Ichi, bring it up. And he's like, bring what up? And then he just sees
his
it.
His first comment, he's got ball returns for shoulder pads!
I didn't even notice that.
Oh, yeah, I did. And like, the pin belt, which he uses to, like, gather people into pins, and then bowls himself at them.
No, the
and they're just fucking gone!
Never see them again!
Yeah.
That's the cutest part.
But Lane, he survived.
See, it's funny because I'm the guy who that didn't remind me as much of bowling as that scene from Hook when Thudbutt, like, I forget what he says, but he goes down the ramp and gets all the pirates.
It's a Thudbull!
Oh, that's it, yeah.
But yeah, this sponsors actually two combinations of Gower Ranger villains.
Yeah, as we mentioned before, all the Zoodra MOTWs are inspired by previous villains.
There's Juggling Org, in which in Gower Ranger he was Jindrax's brother.
Cool.
And Bowling Org, in which You guessed it. It was just a giant bowling ball man who just tossed bowling balls around. In which, cool. I'm actually shocked, because when I watched Wild Force, like, a month ago, they actually did it.
Wasn't there another one he was based off?
His design... where is it written down? Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, Kabuto Kan from Bioman, in which it's basically just the design was.
All I remember from seeing Gal Ranger was there was an org that was a photocopier.
Yeah.
Orgs were fucked
why
up.
Not?
There was a traffic light org.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So the monster bowls himself at the people, and they just go fucking flying, and they're straight up dead.
No, just.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, those are dead.
Team Rocket.
Ding 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 ding. Ding.
Yeah,
Team Rocket's blasting off again.
And of course, the Zoogers waited until just after this happened to show up. So.
Yeah.
Congrats, our heroes just let 10 people die.
You know,
right?
you know,
the thing is, he let those people die, and in the last episode, they let the other guys die because they were in those books.
They were suffocating.
They ran off and let those people suffocate.
Yeah,
you know,
our heroes, ladies and gentlemen,
cut
they're
back
bad
to them,
at this.
You cut back to saving them. I wanted to see them just collapse in death.
You know those videos we watch sometimes where it's like
death
counts in movies?
Yes.
Someone needs to do that with Zoogers because it's pretty fucking high at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that as well. Like,
Chris, get on it.
I'm not putting that much effort. So one of our fans, do it.
Chris, you got an example.
If one of our fans does it and sends it to us, we will let you guest on the show.
We let people guest on the show.
Shut up! yeah, so that's about all there is to mention about the monster. He just gets defeated.
There was that one great moment when, like when he uses his ability on the Zoogers, and because there's not enough, the mooks get, like,
yeah,
there, as
there's
well.
The one,
but
yeah,
there's one extra one.
I'm number 11! I'm free!
He hops away! That was great.
Hey, yeah. AJ, want me to ruin your love for something forever?
Sure.
Sephiroth.
What?
Just
Sephiroth with a selfie stick.
For a second, I thought, did someone photocopy my head onto Sephiroth? Sephiroth. I thought that's what you said.
And I'd just like to point out for the record, I never liked Sephiroth.
No, wait. No, it should be Sephiroth, but with selfie with Sephiroth's hair.
Did you ever see that video, stepping on the beach, Sephiroth?
No.
No?
No.
Later. But yeah, so Yamato believes that, like, the Zula world can be changed. All the other Zoogers are just like, you see what he does to us, he's gonna whoop our asses.
You could say Yamato's trying to tame him.
Kill yourself.
Shut up.
Wow. I like my joke better. Yamato's trying to save the world.
Both of you commit suicide right now.
He's trying to tame Zula the world like the turtles tame... Leatherhead, Rocksteady, and Razzar.
Once I saw it, it wouldn't go away.
Wait, Leatherhead, Razzar,
Rocksteady.
You don't remember that?
Yeah, I
was just trying to do the joke.
Which one was it again?
It was just like, oh my god, it was just so weird.
The other thing that Raven was saying about the bowling monster while we were watching, like, during his second attempt, he was talking about,
he was going on for a minute, like, I'm going to turn the people of this planet into pins and bowl a perfect game. And I sat there, it's like, well, you already fucked it up because you got a spare.
Because we have a bowler on our team.
He fucked up, he didn't get a strike on a second shot, and the funny thing is the construction workers that he's bowling in that shot are basically human pins because they've got their torn.
No, I saw it. And I was
two
like,
red stripes.
I'm gonna bowl a perfect game. You done fucked it up already.
That's why I want to. It's like, how did you get a spare?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Redcaster versus bowling again.
Raven, for a perfect game, you have to bowl 300.
Wait.
There's more than 300 people on Earth.
Yes, but he's only got 10 frames to do it, jackass.
Yeah.
Wait, Raven, let me
ask my god,
you a question.
Guys.
How much you want to bet I can show you someone who can bowl 301?
What?
I can show you a bowler who bowled 301.
Like, did he bowl a strike and accidentally knock the pin off in the next freaking lane over, or...?
I ain't never seen a person who bowled 300 and lost.
Oh!
Okay, you get him! Okay! best cast rage of committing suicide today.
Oh my god. That was an Archie Bunker joke from 1976.
Wow. I ain't never seen something. We were bowled 300 and lost. I have, so fuck off, get out.
Oh! Savage!
Man, it's like the world shows up again. No, Zoro's like, no! Let my monster fight! Let them fight.
The dumbest thing about this monster was that when he became giant, he had bowling pin maracas.
Yeah. Because,
I'm just sitting there like, yeah, no, he went giant and got his ass kicked, and so freaking Genus summons in the world, and he goes Megazord, and bowling monster fucks off. And I'm just like, alright, I'm off to play fucking bowling with some skyscrapers.
Yeah, now, I don't know how popular bowling is in Japan at all. I don't know.
Pretty damn.
Is it? Okay, because I had an idea. Maybe the actor just genuinely didn't know what he was doing, and he thought those... Because when he turns giant... You know, he shakes them like they're... He's got bowling pins, and he shakes them like they're maracas. Yeah. I thought maybe he legitimately didn't know what they were. He thought, they're maracas, right?
Yeah, that's what they are.
I don't know.
I'm a Mexican monster.
Is this Carrier?
It's really funny how, like, Azul did not want, like, Zoo the World to interfere.
Because like, he's the frigging meathead who just wants his guys to
win. Oh, stifling a meathead.
He's jealous of Genesis.
So, Yamato pulls some badass shit and pulls a reverse Dragon Zord and fucking boards Tosai's Yuo to wrest them out of it.
It's actually always cool when you see that happen.
It's actually funny because in the Power Rangers comic that I just read last night, Tommy did that exact thing. He basically
did that in the original show. Comics are trying to watch. They're waiting for the fucking trade. Shut up.
About the comics.
Yeah, dude, come on.
Sorry.
Anyway, so. Zuo Eagle and the World fight a bunch, and there's this one scene where, like, Zuo the World headbutts Eagle, and I swear to God, you can hear the sound of his plastic helmet hitting the other plastic helmet.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
No, my point is they didn't cover that up with a sound effect.
What would they cover up with? A bong or something?
With, like, a stronger smash effect, not the sound of, like, dull, thin plastic hitting each
other. Also, Onichi, the editor had an hour to work. He wanted to be home for his daughter's birthday. Give him some slack!
Also, God, you insensitive prick!
When Genis was, like, talking to the world, like, when he was chained up, and he's like, I believe you. I understand you. I just want, like, a picture of just, like, a little baby Zuo of the world, and just Genis holding the arms. It's okay. I understand
that
you.
whole speech, I was just imagining Ka from the Jungle Book.
No, I was thinking of Into the Woods.
Me.
Stay with me.
Oh, Sam Smith song?
Yeah. Won't you stay?
No. From Into the Woods with Rapunzel. Like, out there.
Oh, yeah, that.
You've seen it.
Yes, I have.
Okay, so Sal knows what I'm talking
about.
So, of course, Yamato manages to appeal to the world's inner humanity and frees him from control.
Like, which kicks the bitch.
Which means Zuo the World lasted 3 episodes as a villain. Officially worse than Star Ninja.
I predicted that!
It's a 6 ranger.
I'm insulted! This guy had such build-up and was excellent during his tenure as a villain, and we kill it after 3 episodes?
No.
Come on!
Ichi, they're going to bring it back halfway through the series. They're going to make an evil
for
clone.
For 1 or 2 episodes tops.
They're going to make an evil clone of him. And they're going to
I have an unfortunate idea of what the case of this is. I feel like this is a mandate by studios. Like, no. If he's going to end up being good, he has to be good sooner than later. Because that might send bad messages. No. This is for children. And I believe children...
There have been lots of other Sentai where the villain was a villain for much longer.
May I finish? This is a newer mandate. Older Sentai was... You could straight up murder people in older Sentai.
That's kind of true.
On screen.
People were shot like bowling pins!
Hey, but...
AJ, you know it's different.
No, you know what? No, the people that were shot like bowling pins, they survived. They landed in the ocean.
I can see their parachutes. They're okay.
Yeah, they're fine.
Exactly.
What was really creepy was just, when Zoo the World's,
I agree with you, though, by the way.
He's, trying to contemplate what, Genis is saying in, his head, but then you just see, Yamato, and then both of them are kind of just, spouting their shit at him, and he's like,
Roxas! 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 Roxas!
Yeah, pretty much. So next week's episode, and it's...
We gotta talk about one of the stupidest things ever.
Oh, okay.
The panda.
Oh my god! Oh, just Kuma just turns into the panda. And thank you, Amu, for, questioning it. Like,
I
why a panda?
Found this insulting.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the
thing. I still hate pandas.
I'm not a fan of pandas. We all know that about me. I don't like pandas that much.
You don't like pandas?
No, they're okay.
We've talked about this.
But the fact that, like, for somehow in some fucking way on hell and earth, in the seven hells that precede it, they're trying to tell us that a panda is stronger than a grizzly bear.
A gold panda.
That would make it even slower.
It was a shiny panda.
Here's the thing. This
we all know that shiny pandas are red.
Here's the thing. This scene existed...
Fuck you, those aren't the same thing.
This scene existed solely to promote the fact that if you buy Tosai Zuo's first print, it comes with the gold panda axe.
I was also talking about Panchan.
Also, it was pandas. Really, really creepy, like...
Red pandas are closer to raccoons.
Hearing the panda axe actually, like,
make
sound
noise.
Like a real panda, like, it was fucking creepy. It's like...
They're the stupidest thing today, but apparently it's true. Because, you know, me and the zoo, right? Do you know how pandas have what their defense mechanism is?
Right.
If a predator comes at you? I am not even kidding. Apparently this works. Okay. Pandas have black eyes, right?
Yeah.
Just in circles. And they also have just black ears. And their ears are bigger than their eyes, okay? Pandas have a tendency, if a predator comes near, to cover their eyes to make their ears look bigger, and those look like big eyes, apparently.
Aww.
That is like, are they literal babies?
I can't see you, so you can't see me!
Kung Fu Panda 5. Po, we're in danger!
Yes,
my
ears are my eyes.
Work in an audio medium.
To be fair, fish do that thing where there's a spot on their ass and it looks like an eye, so and that works. So,
so next week,
the iris.
Ah, God, no.
Pass through
the
iris.
So, we also find out that Zilla World's actual name is Mondo Misao, which I actually really like
he
that
is
name.
This actor is a skinny fucker.
I love that his name is Mondo, because Mond, the world.
Oh! Wait, his name is Mondo?
Yes.
As in Mondo Gecko?
I was
another character from Ooh!
Dudes!
Now we just need straight up Zoo Eternal.
Sell, play that John Chon clip again!
What the fuck?
I swear I never did drugs again, Daddy!
So, next week we get,
Mondo being an emo little bitch, because, oh no, I fought you! I am a terrible person!
No, I was going to explain. Sixth Ranger reason I'm not going to join the team number 5. I did evil shit. I don't deserve to be on your team.
Sixth Ranger trope number 36. Hi, we're going to introduce ourselves. I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to keep walking in the other direction.
Okay. You know what I'll be okay with? Sorry.
And not say a word.
Okay.
Without a shirt.
You know what I'll be okay with if his actual reasoning for not wanting to join the team is... He's like, guys, I can't join. You could do so much good.
But I'm the new Blue Ranger.
Shut the fuck. No, like, if he's like, guys, but the only reason I have these powers is because 3 innocents were destroyed. Well, destroyed. Maybe in his mind they were destroyed.
Well, actually, apparently he can actually talk to them in his mind,
okay.
As we saw in the preview.
Okay.
So they're, like, they're with him.
So we get a little inner
I'll
monologue
to see if, like, they're going to go down that road.
It's like, guys, I can't join you. Why not? Dude, I got a fucking job.
I got a date
and the
prom is tomorrow.
Okay, quick rundown. So, Gokai Silver wanted to join the team. The team would let him join the team. Go Busters. We're beating Stagbuster. We're better than you and cooler than you.
We're your seniors, bitch.
Kyoru Jerk. Kyoru Gold. I'm a softy. I don't want you guys knowing I'm a softy.
Tokyo Jerk.
Akira. He's Akira.
This is the place I will die. This is the place I will die. This is the place I will die.
This is my place to go to work.
Star Ninja. I kill you all!
Your life is mine.
And then serve you breakfast!
Your life is mine. And then, for the first time in a long time, I've done bad shit. I don't deserve to be with you.
This is a series based off trope, clearly.
So many.
Because wasn't that Gao Silver's reason? Or at least the Silver Wolf Ranger?
Gao Silver? He was like,
I was bad.
Well, more or less, it was like...
I've been a bad boy.
Like, I hurt you guys. I don't really want to join you. I'll be with the princess, but I'm...
Whereas Merrick was just like, no, I've done terrible things. I'm gonna go be a bouncer.
I'm gonna go play pool.
No, it's like
pool to calm my woes.
That's what he's just like our mate. It's like, oh, he's a six ranger. He works alone, but he's the six ranger. He's both.
He's a lone wolf.
There's actually no such thing as a lone wolf in real nature.
Because wolves like
packs.
Not even that. Okay, science with Saga.
Yay!
Wolf packs are straight up families. Like, literal mom, dad, occasionally their brothers and sisters, but mostly it's just their cubs and the mom and dad.
Yeah, like in the movie Alpha and Omega.
Can we actually create a sound effect? Or, like, I think so when science was set, it was with the...
Science with Saga.
It goes... Do. And then it starts.
I like passing on knowledge.
Yeah, because
that's the thing. Wolf packs are, in fact, families. They can meet up with other packs. It does happen. But wolf packs generally are moms, dads, and their kids. Because wolves mate for life.
Just blame White Fang Cell.
Recessive genes.
Oh.
The Arctic
and
wolves are white.
We'll strangle you.
Alright. Let's get on our future topic.
We're going to talk about Ultraman.
Nope. I fucking told you never to fucking do this. Cast Rangers over.
Cast Rangers over.
We lost.
See you next week. Next week.
Bye. What? Guys.
Bye.
Guys. Guys. I'll pay you.
Ultraman! Original Superhero!
Larger than life!
Larger than life! Ultraman! Alright, Garwood, so, Ultraman. Wait, which one are we watching? Are we watching Tiga, Cosmos,
Fuck you, OG.
Oh.
Okay, you know what, I can't do it anyway, I don't need the money that much.
So yeah, we're talking about the original Ultraman.
Because this is the start of another theme month, Ultralie, however the fuck you want
to
pronounce that.
We're ultra-lying to ourselves.
Alright, so today we are talking about Ultraman Episode 1. Ultraman Episode 10. 4 out of 5 of us watched it. Episode 39.
You will speak quickly of it.
Yes.
Yeah, there's not much to talk about.
There really isn't much to talk about.
Anyway, so, for those of you that don't know, what is Ultraman?
Well, Supervisor...
Ultraman with car.
You know what? I am no longer Yellowcaster. I am Ultracaster Ultragar this month.
Yellowcaster has gotten his super form for the month. He is Ultracaster.
Alright. For those of you that don't know, Eiji Tsuburaya, the special effects director for the Godzilla series, decided to leave Toho and became a part of Tsuburaya Productions, in which he decided to create his own show, Ultra Q. It didn't really do that well in the office because, well, they only got ratings when giant monsters appear. So Tsuburaya was like, how about we just make a show where it's just giant monster fights? Weren't we going to have that alien for Ultra Q, but the show got canceled? No. Redesign it with our supervisor over there, in which, let's see what happens. So on July 17th, 1966, the first episode of Ultraman aired in Japan.
And it's been downhill since.
No, I guess.
But what is Ultraman? Like, who is?
What is he?
What makes him Ultra?
Ultraman is basically... He comes from the M78 Nebula Galaxy, in which his home planet, the Land of Light, basically got into a freak accident and made all the humanoid people on the planet ginormous, in which they have been able to have the like all the powers of Superman, but not... that godly, but in which what happened is Ultraman, like, or Ultraman Hayata for some fans, since his host's name is
Hayata. Oh, so they call him Ultraman Hayata, just like we call him Kamen Rider Ichigo?
Well, no, it's more or less that's what some fans call him, but basically
I can understand that.
I just stick with Ultraman.
That's a neat way to differentiate him.
So in which Ultraman was following a monster named Bemular down to Earth, but basically the Science Patrol basically takes care of all alien activity on the planet, or any monster sightings.
They came off as like a way less equipped Gatchaman
team. Can I just say, their uniforms are fucking cool.
Oh, I would.
Why are they wearing them underneath their suits?
So they can cast off.
The ties were part of the uniform.
Here's the thing, it straight up reminded me, and maybe this was an actual homage in SPD. It looked like as if Boom from SPD designed their suits. I'm not kidding, and now that I actually think about it, it's entirely possible that Boom as a character was an homage to these kind.
Maybe.
Like, they're orange!
But just because he's orange.
But also, sorry.
To answer your question, David, to quote Barney Stinson, nothing suits them like a suit.
But Dave, not even just that, like the helmet, the ties, everything. I don't know.
I get it. I just like that they cast it off from like blue formal looking suits to like orange science Dr. Venture style jumpsuits.
And then I just wish they just stayed in those suits. They looked like good suits.
Yeah. All right, how about you guys say that again, not saying over each other, because no one's gonna have heard any of that.
Seconded,
Raven.
They cast off the suits and then proceed to wear the orange jumpers for the rest of the series.
Yes.
Like they were trying to hide what their actual uniforms looked like until aliens showed up. And they were like, now, we were proven right! Here's our actual uniform!
Well, we only did watch two episodes, three for some of us, so maybe they wear them more in other episodes.
They do wear them more in the series.
Dave, what were you saying?
I just said that I wish that they wore the suits all the time, no matter what, because they look like actual suits.
But the problem is they're not combat efficient.
And they got these...
No, the orange suits, not the blue ones.
Oh, okay.
And then they got these little cute little pins that they use as communicators, and whenever they like want to like talk to someone, they like pull this little antenna out, and I was like, that's adorable!
I was gonna say...
I loved every single time they did it!
It's not really tactical in any way, but it was so charming the way they have to, every time.
I just love the cute little shooting star design on it, but... While it was adorable, it kind of dragged on how they had to, like, pull it up every time, and I'm like, why don't you just leave it up?
I can entirely...
Well, they made a joke about that in the first episode.
Semantics here, but on a real walkie-talkie, you're not constantly holding the button now.
But they don't have to hold the button, they just keep the antenna up and it's on.
Again, they
What if they want to have a private conversation?
Then they turn it off, but it didn't look like they needed to say anything private the whole episode.
Episode 1, yeah, but she's a girl. I heard that shit.
See,
that would have been a good reason to pull it down.
No, but see, that's the thing is, I think it's just to save battery life in the thing.
Okay, I guess I'll buy that.
Now, Raven, did you recognize who the captain was?
No, I want to announce this shit because none of you knew this shit.
I didn't recognize him initially. I thought he looked sort of familiar, but he didn't. Nothing was clicking with me just yet at that point.
The captain is Tachibana from the Showa era of Kamen Rider.
Tachibana Tobei.
Yeah.
Damn, son.
Damn.
So, yeah, it's like... So, why would you like to be in this role? Wait, weren't you in Ultraman? Yes. You're hired.
Ultra hired.
But in which...
Yeah.
He's... Tachibana's the captain. We have Ide, who is the jokester. We have Ayashi, who is the fat one. In which... I'm sorry, that's the... They're Bulk and Skull of the 1960s.
Leonardo leads, Donatello does machines.
That's a fact, Jack.
And you have Hayata, who exists to crash ships and become Ultraman.
I'm the leader.
And I'm all out of ships.
I know, right? and he exists to show up, shoot at a monster, get himself shot down... And then go, okay, now that everybody thinks I'm dead, I'm going to go Ultraman and then just come back.
I'm here to kick ass and crash ships. I'm all out of ships.
But basically just... and then we have... I'm terrible at this. I don't even remember her name. But basically,
Akiko.
Yeah, we have Akiko, in which...
I remember because I hate Akiko from Double.
Just, oh my... I love her so much. I just love her hairstyle.
Okay, the one thing about her, she really pissed me off in the first episode because when they're trying to get a hold of Hayata.
Come in, Hayata. Come in, Hayata. Hayata, come in.
Yeah.
Come in, Hayata.
Solid 5 minutes, unending.
Which is like, it sucks because here's the thing. In real life, yeah, you have to keep asking because like you have to see when the radio signal's getting through. This is a television show. It's the same reason in movies, except for Shockma for some reason. Don't ask me how I know Shockma.
Also, if these are walkie-talkie technology, shouldn't you wait a couple seconds for a fucking response?
Oh, I was saying, it's like in movies, you don't hear someone go, when they're done, on the radio every single time, say, over. Because that would sound stupid in film. Unless we're watching Shockma.
It'd just be super funny if just Hayata and like the other members were just like staying behind her, just like... as she's still doing it. Hi, it's Hayata. They're just like...
You shut the fuck up, woman.
She's gonna turn around. I don't know. Hayata!
No, I like to imagine, like, he is on the other line, like, trying to yell at her, but every time he talks, she's talking. Shut up!
Basically, we got these hippies, which we're just gonna call them hippies.
Yeah.
Like, we survived.
Intense
the
in the forest.
Godzilla attack. And now we're perfectly fine.
Oh, shit!
Oh, God! We're not fine!
I escaped Tokyo from the shit.
I thought we were safe in the countryside.
Is it like that guy that survived both nukes?
Yeah. Hey, in case you haven't noticed this week, like, okay, just a rundown for this week. We've been on, like, a kaiju.
I've been on a big kaiju. Godzilla kick.
These guys have been watching Gojira movies.
Oh, Oscar didn't tell me you were doing.
He didn't tell me that he was watching Godzilla Raids Again when I'm in my room.
I know, right? I don't know, when Gar and I came home for swimming, we're just like, Gar, you want to watch Godzilla? Fuck yeah. All right.
To quote Pierce Hawthorne, invite me to your crap!
Okay, really quickly. Right? Really quickly.
He said on Facebook he was going to start watching Godzilla movies, and I'm just like, oh, I'm down. Never once has he messaged me to tell me he's doing it.
You bastard.
I'm
down the street. Tell me you're doing a Godzilla movie.
For fuck's sake, walk over and just click on his, like, kick his door or something.
Quickly, I don't know if this was, like, the same with all of you, like, it was with me, but I really like the Ultraman opening. Like, that song.
Oh, yeah, it's charming
like,
as
no,
shit.
I was at work yesterday with Gar, and I just, like, I'm, like, wiping tables, and I'm just like,
and then Lane started humming it, and then there I am in the dishes like, he
it really is.
Why is it being sung by children?
Meanwhile, somebody
has the children of the future.
Yeah. Meanwhile, cheap. Somebody walks in the kitchen, you two are doing that, and they're like, the
can't
fuck is happening
children.
Here?
No, but that, and I just love how they pronounce Ultraman just, Ultraman.
Also, can we talk about where the name Ultraman apparently came from
no,
in context?
No, not yet.
What? What do you mean, not yet? Yeah, we'll just talk about that.
Not
who cares?
Hayata died.
Yeah, Hayata died. He died.
He dies multiple
times.
He exploded!
No, see, when it was just like, when he died, I'm just sitting there with my arms crossed staring at the screen, and it's just like, And I look at Gar, and I'm like, he's going to become Ultraman.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. How'd you guess? Because that's like saying, hey, in a Gundam series, some random teen's gonna get into the mech and suddenly know how to pilot it perfectly?
No, basically Ultraman, like, disguises themselves at people who are already dead.
Yeah, he comes down, somebody
dies.
Oh, good,
so they're parasites!
Yes! They get into somebody's corpse
and
just
my God.
Operate.
Oh, I'm so stupid.
Every guy.
You mean the entire series? It was just...
Ultraman saved him by occupying his body.
In which I was going to save that for later, but you guys already spoiled
it. Sorry.
Oh no, it's a spoiler in a spoiler show.
For a show from 1966.
Yes.
Spoilers! You've had fucking almost 50... Actually, almost exactly 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
But basically,
I was going to say...
What day did the first episode air?
July 17th, 1966.
Almost exactly
almost
50 years.
Wow, that is close.
That's why we're doing Ultra July!
Ultra
no
July.
No spoilers.
Ultra July.
You've had yours.
But no.
Basically, then for all 39 episodes, Hayata's been dead, and Ultraman has just been using his corpse just so that he can live on Earth.
It's like Oz!
as evidenced in the last episode, where Ultraman leaves, Hayata's alive Hayata's like, and good.
Wow, that crush, eh?
And has no clue what the fuck has been happening for the last 39 episodes.
He just like, looks up and sees the red orb from first episode.
Hey, that's the thing that crashed into me! What the hell has happened since then?
Why is everyone like a year older?
I just like thinking like, they're just like, after like, okay, here's the thing. Other than like the beginning of the story, not much happens in this episode, let's be honest. Except we do get to see Derpzilla.
Oh my god,
yeah,
the monster.
I was like, this guy looks like Godzilla's derpy cousin.
He literally looks like
no, and just the roar, like, just
technology in 1966, everyone.
But you know the laser that they were shooting to kill it, to try and kill it?
You mean the shit hand-drawn on the film?
Yeah,
phone?
I was going to say,
I know, right?
Evan's right, that's what they did.
That's how they did it.
They
back
just drew shit on
just,
on the
just,
film?
Like,
yeah.
No, they just drew those effects on the film.
Yeah.
That's why those exist.
On the actual literal film.
They pulled out the fucking film in a dark room and fucking drew it.
Oh my god!
Why are you so surprised? That's what they did most of the special
editing,
effects back then.
You want to know the best part? They still do it hand-drawn to this day.
Yeah.
But, like, there they are in the editing room with, like, those pen things to draw on for the computer, just drawing each line simultaneously.
I'm surprised that is...
I never even considered that would be a technique to add special effects
like,
with.
Even in a Super Saiyan documentary, they're like, why crush a CGI car when we can crush a miniature car? It's faster, easier, cheaper.
That's true.
But just crush a tiny little car.
Unless you're the Titanic, where you make a 90% fucking... 90% scale model.
I have to say though, all the vehicles that they used were pretty cool. Like they
had
spaceships,
like
they had a submarine.
It really
cool.
had that 60s.
One of them was a fucking Thunderbird.
But yeah, as soon as I saw that, like the monster hit the submarine out of the water and just crashed the force, I'm like, oh, he's dead.
You know, I especially love in anything of these old timey productions. Old timey. any of these productions from this time period. Whenever they want to, like, use, like, something in water, like, because here's the thing, it's impossible to simulate water, like, moving as in waves as to the size you want it to.
The scale size
of
water.
Yeah, the scale of water, because, you know, giant waves have a look to them.
Yeah.
Like, when you see a goddamn kaiju splashing around in the tub, it looks like it's two brothers fighting in a tub. The water's just kind of doing this.
Yeah. Hey, guys, it's a splash fight.
Oh, my God.
I really like how they did use a scale model, though.
One of my favorite shots
of the lake, because it, like nowadays they would never have done that.
No, because it looks bad.
But I liked it.
It's funny because it's bad, though. Because okay, one of my favorite shots ever from a movie, and this was actually an American production from King Kong Lives, the sequel to the 70s King Kong. There's a shot where Kong is grabbing alligators out of the water because he eats them for some reason. And it's great because the guy in the suit is picking up baby alligators out of like what is basically a tub with some moss thrown in.
Oh.
And then when there's close-up shots, it's an adult alligator suddenly. But like otherwise it's just... great.
That's actually funny. The VA for Ultraman, though, because, yes, Ultraman does have a VA.
Yeah, apparently that's...
Master Shafu from Geki Ranger.
Really?
Cool.
Yes.
And also, apparently, when an Ultraman, like, you know, possesses a human or whatever like that, and he transforms into, like, his actual form, he loses all ability to speak.
Well, no, it's not that he loses all ability to speak. It's just, why speak?
What could he say to a kaiju?
Hi, everybody down there!
Hey, everyone! Ultraman here! I got your back! Don't worry!
And
Shua!
Also, to all you guys, it's...
He's got that down there.
Nah, Shua.
Oh, gee, I wonder who that influenced later in life.
Staryu?
Yeah.
What is the actual, like, it's not just the hyah thing, it's also, like, the beeping?
Yeah, when he loses his energy. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom.
The more you know.
Basically... Ultra beings cannot survive on Earth, not because of our sun, it's the oxygen. It's poisonous to them. That's why they need a host. So, like, again, so that they can survive.
And they can only last 3 minutes.
3 minutes and 45 seconds.
Oh, okay. That's why I like to.
I'm a nerd.
That's why, no, that's why I like
ultra nerd.
That's why I like in Ginga, like the user, the human who transformed into Ginga. He just thought he could be Ultraman Ginga for as long as he wanted. And then when he saw his crystal flashing for the first time, he's like, "What the hell is this? Why do I feel weaker?
Ugh. Well, why do I taste paint?"
There's one great point in the show, like where we're just making the jokes at the show's expense. We're at the end. They're like, "Oh my god, did you see Ultraman?" "No, no, I didn't see him." "Well, I sure would like to say thanks to him. Oh, I'm sure he knows. Are you Ultraman?" "No!" Like, that's what's basically...
That's like, no!
It's like,
no!
"He saved me." "Who's he?" "The giant thing." "What's his name?" "Doesn't have a name."
"You gotta be..." "Why do you know this?"
It's like, you gotta be kidding me. Everybody has a name.
Everybody has a name.
Ultraman.
How about Ultraman?
Let's call him Ultraman.
They literally pull the name Ultraman out of their asses!
You know what? I kind of love that.
Well, actually, if Ultraman was, you know, was copying the Hyatt's body, it was actually him saying his name.
That's not entirely.
But here's the shitty part about the fact that the human team pulled the name Ultraman out of their asses, because I saw some of the last episode with you guys. When Ultraman Zaffy comes and retrieves the original Ultraman, they refer to each other as Ultraman! How?
So names.
So the children don't get confused on
me. No. But then, like, the scene where, like, Ultraman, like, has Hayata and he's, like, in the red orb or whatever and they're talking. Okay, just, like, you just see Hayata just, like, unconscious lying there and he's just talking, "Oh, so your name's Ultraman, huh? Interesting. Okay, what's this thing?" And just like...
It's a beta capsule.
Yeah, it's a beta capsule. Use it only in...
AKA the beta dildo, because Jesus.
Like, what does it do? You will see.
Yeah!
Because...
Spoilers! Ultraman has a sense of fucking humor!
Because you were talking at the time, you missed it.
I heard it. I was just like, oh, okay.
Ultraman laughed at him. It's like, don't worry.
No.
We're all forgetting the greatest line in this entire, possibly in Toku, ever. "Wait, is Hayata dead?" "No, God wouldn't abandon Hayata."
What? Oh, good! So the scientists believe in God!
But
great!
It's like, to the people, "Oh, something came from the sky." "Well, that's ridiculous."
"You're the science patrol!
You are here specifically to defend against aliens!" I yelled at Gar about that, and Gar's like, "No, they have to pretend to deny it so they can, like, get the people away."
"Yeah, that's what they want you to think. Sir, we are they."
Just fucking cameo by Men in Black.
What we really need, yeah, is an Ultraman Men in Black.
Yeah!
Great would that be. Okay, one thing before we get into the real reason we're here tonight on this particular grouping.
Oh my
one
God.
Thing I want to bring up, because it was just so, what the hell? Okay, the show was made in the 60s. I can understand low budget. I can understand that you need to pull shit out of, no pun intended, shit out of your ass.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So, there is a shot of the base. Now, the base is clearly a model. I'm okay with that. It needed to be a model. It needed to look futuristic. Meanwhile, at the base, like, we do this zoom into, like, the control tower or whatever, and we're all watching it, and you know what? I envy you guys that you could have watched that and not seen it.
Yeah.
But no. What?
Well, what?
What's that? Hold on, Dave. Back up. Pause. Magnify.
Enhance.
The fucking satellite was a shuttlecock. The goddamn thing they use in badminton.
It's like, this looks like a good prop, but it's missing. Meanwhile, basically just
at a badminton match.
Yeah, badminton match.
All right, sorry.
It's so they can scan for bad men.
Perfect.
Perfect.
They can scan for 10 of them. Whoa.
They can scan for 10 bad men.
I do love... Oh, God. I do love looking at old...
Hey, you're
shit
welcome
like
for
this.
That one.
And nice.
Being like that, like, oh, that is... I'm not even... I'm straight up just... I'm not mad. It's just great. It's so beautiful that they went, you know what? No, we're going to try to sneak that shit past people. Shuttlecock.
Actually, Lane was surprised at one thing. The Ultraman transformation.
Yeah.
It's just...
It's very simple.
Button, grow.
Literally, the first time he does it, he just, like, pops his head out of, like, a door or whatever, just, like...
They use, like, three...
Whips his Sailor Moon transformation pen-style fucking
beta
space
capsule.
Magic dildo beta up in the air. And just, whoop, and he's up. I'm like, oh, okay,
that's
I guess
that's
it.
That's what
we waited for.
That's why I love Ninja when...
That's why I loved Ninja when
just Aka Ninja chose that, just fucking did an Ultraman thing. I was like...
Yeah.
I was like,
Me and Paul saw it, and we were just like, ah!
Even I noticed
because,
okay.
Because Ultraman X was happening.
Let's get into the bread and butter, the greatest part of this entire thing. Episode 10.
All right.
Oh my god!
Let's go. Okay. Context from Gar.
Yeah, actually, I need to know.
Stop being the dinosaur lover here.
Hold on, everyone.
I'm going to give it to you. I just want to ask you something.
All right.
Let's not all get over each other.
Why? Why was he in this?
Toho made a deal with him. It's like...
Was this real?
Oh, you guys can... Like, we're going to give you a contract since, you know, you're our supervisor.
Don't say his name yet.
In which, all right, I can use this. Ooh, I... Definitely want that. You what? You guys can have all this. I just want this. Really? Yes. Just let me do a few tweaks to it, so that we can't tell. Would you also like this? You know what? I'll also take that. But won't people know? No. They won't know.
So
we'll dress them up.
So wait, someone we know was in this, right?
Yes.
Yep. Say his name. Say it.
Gojira.
Godzilla. Was in Ultraman, and they gave him a pretty flower.
They turned him into fucking Heliolisk.
Gave him a neck frill, a little yellow painted stripe on his head. They made his tail thingies yellow.
And they named him G-Ras because they half-assed this whole entire thing.
Well, G-Ras.
He even had the same sound.
Yeah,
and a breath beam.
Yeah, it was literally just his roar just... Sped up
kind
a bit, and then
up.
And then like at the end, it just pitched down. So
it was like the ancient 60s version of a YouTube video sped up to avoid copyright.
And when he showed up, all I could think was, I can't believe I'm making this reference. Run! It's Godzilla!
It looks like Godzilla, but
so wait,
the international
wait.
Copyright
Hold
laws,
on.
It is not.
Still, we should run like it is Godzilla!
Though it isn't.
That's what happened!
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
So what I was thinking when I saw it, and I did recognize that it was something familiar, I just didn't know what it was. but what I thought was Gar gave us two episodes with Godzillas in it.
I know that the first monster
the first
did look like a derpy Godzilla.
That's what I was
yeah.
gonna say. Like the first one really looked like a Godzilla ripoff.
Yeah.
Right? And he like had
this
like,
one is the ripoff.
Here, take the real one.
You guys did a shitty job with this one.
And you know
fuck,
what?
Don't
now,
fuck this up.
Now, granted, this was just the time period, but this is when Godzilla was really looking derpy in general. this was his, as I like to call it, his Cookie Monster face.
Fun fact, the body of G-Ras, or what's this called? Not Godzilla.
Not Zilla.
Gojira.
Wasn't that the Roland Emmerich one? There's too many Godzillas.
But basically... The body was from the 1964 suit, but the head was from the 1965 suit, due to the 1964 head already being remodeled for the Ultra Q series. This is Ultra
history with Gar.
Now,
everyone's gonna get their own fucking school category
now,
by the end of this.
What was really cool about Jiris is that he wasn't an alien. He was actually created by a scientist.
A dinosaur scientist.
Yeah, a dinosaur scientist. This guy was amazing.
This guy made the episode, like, because he was just so...
The greatest looks.
He's basically like what I would be if I went off my meds.
Just, one of the characters, like, they're in, like, a cave or something, and he lights up a cigarette, and he just looks at him, you're fucking lighting that up in my fucking lab. Then proceeds later to light a cigarette himself, and he's like, that's my lighter. That's nice.
My favorite scene in that with the professor was when they were in the dark with the flashlight,
oh
and they just
God.
Like scroll by his
he's
scowling
gonna
face.
He's gonna be there. Ah! He's gonna be there.
I just like all that. Needed,
junior.
All that needed as they're going by.
Just take the audio out with Markiplier. Oh man. Oh my God. Oh!
You know what I was half expecting? Like, we should have edited this in ourselves to something. Just that, as it goes by his face, like, when it rests on his face, cut to that Jontron clip. Woo! Are you intruding in my lap?
No! Yeah, so, like, he's talking about dinosaurs to them and stuff, and they're trying to investigate, like, something's going on.
They're walking through a cave. There's a door in the cave.
All right, I gotta talk about
this. By the way, the cave is made of paper mache.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about
that. We stumbled upon the ancient paper mache cave. Again, it's the 60s. I'm not gonna give them shit.
Yeah.
But there was a weird design choice going on here. Okay, so they go into the cave, and I don't know, maybe, like, the prop guy fucked up and put the door on the wrong side. Because, okay, here's the thing. The entrance to the cave, it's made of rock still. Okay, hidden entrance. Why is there a fucking handle?
So he can get out.
But no! Like, again, this is what I think he fucked up. Because on the inside of the entrance, where you already are and thus know, oh, hey, a secret lab, I'm in it. That's the rock side, right? The outside is metal with a handle.
This is a scientist who knows dinosaurs, not architecture.
Apparently!
It's like that place was designed by my father.
to quote Homer Simpson.
I really hope your dad doesn't watch this episode.
What'd you say, Dave?
I said, I really hope Chris's dad doesn't watch this episode.
He doesn't listen to this.
Chris's dad doesn't even know Chris is around anymore.
Oh, you gotta talk about the fishermen that were in the lake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was the real Run It's Godzilla moment for us.
I feel like just Bulk and Skull would have been those fishermen on the boat. Just was like adapted. Oh, Bulk, we're sure catching a lot of fish, aren't we? Oh, yeah, Skull, definitely. And then you see
those poison.
That'd be really funny.
It's weird because it honestly reminded me of that scene from the 98 Godzilla movie, because the first appearance of Godzilla in full in that movie was with fishermen too.
Yep.
No, what the fuck?
Like, were they also poisoning the water?
Yeah, they were poisoning the water, which made me think of the Simpsons movie. Dad, you can't kill fish with a bug zapper. If you want fish like I do, you want to let them die. You want to let them die with dignity.
See, here's the thing. They're literally throwing dry ice into
water. I
thought
the line was, you want them to die quickly.
No, with dignity.
I don't know.
Okay, so, like, I mean, the actual actors were throwing literal dry ice into the water. Okay.
I guess it was poison in there.
But here's the thing. Okay, one, those were real fish. I don't know if they killed them on set. I hope not. Again,
they ate very well that day.
But here's the thing.
We got dinner.
No, you don't have dinner. If you're poisoning the fish,
you're poisoning the fish.
Just like he's eating it, I shouldn't have licked it.
Okay, the quick plot of this episode was, like, the professor was explaining about, like, oh, yes, I had a colleague, he went to go look for the Loch Ness Monster in Scotland.
Yeah, Loch Ness Monster comes up a lot.
And then he disappeared. Later on, we find out, the professor is that guy.
In the most Scooby-Doo way possible.
Oh my God.
You should be more like this person and research it properly. Rips off mask.
He was
God, you are that person.
I would have gotten away with it too. For you meddling kids and your giant space alien.
Captain Mathers. Nice read, Velma.
Okay.
Although, again, because we're awful people, and we have to just quote everything JonTron all the time. I knew it! It was the iceberg all along!
Now, let's just get into the fight, because I just want to start this off quickly. So the fight starts with, like, JRS is there, Ultraman's there. So JRS just decides, oh, I'll show you how tough I am! Picks up a rock, holds the rock, throws it in the air, shoots it with his, like, atomic breath or whatever.
Not atomic breath, okay.
Shoots it, goes, ha ha ha, how'd you like that? Ultraman picks up a rock, throws it, does his technique. Just
Ultra Beam.
Jairus is like, ah! And literally Ultraman just goes, ha 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 ha.
This really was the age of making giant kaiju more comedic and humanized, for lack of a better term.
But Ultraman literally mocked the villain and laughed in his face. Thank it was
you.
Amazing.
Hey, he did it first.
And then they're fighting and grappling around each other, and then just Ultraman's
very
like
awkward fighting.
Ultraman just pulls off like the neck.
Just real quick before you get to that, both of the monster fights we watched involved Ultraman and the monster like rolling around on the ground together.
Here's the Ultraman's a grappler.
No, that's the thing. It doesn't look right to see these two like literally wrestling. Like
stop trying to make out with them.
I'm like, the Ultraman is straight up positioning to shove his dick in this thing.
It's ultra so rare.
Right.
So then he just pulls off the neck frill off
of Jiren. He just rips it off.
Yeah, rips off. And I just immediately, Garm's with me, and I'm just immediately like, Godzilla! I knew it was you all along!
The real creepy part about that is you like where it got ripped off, you can see just like skinless and like
yeah,
blood.
Like skin blood.
And I'm like, oh jeez.
You hide up the sewing needle.
And
you
yeah, just Jairus is just going, and
then the professor's like, destroy, like, make havoc, make havoc.
You got...
Yeah, Jairus gets...
That's fucking stepped
yeah, the professor gets stepped
wait,
on by Jairus.
I gotta say, the professor took getting stepped on by a giant monster like a champ.
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, he's alive!
He gets
lived!
He gets stepped on once, and then he, like, comes back and, like, Jairus!
Jairus! I just love, like, the final, like, blow to, like, not Godzilla. Ultraman just, like, judo chopped to the heart.
Oh, no, we're not even done yet. So then Ultraman takes his neck frill and just goes...
Toto! He takes him like a fucking bull!
And then, yeah, he does, like, this thing where he, like, karate chops his fucking heart.
And
he
then, like,
falls to the ground.
Mobile.
And then he's
no,
like...
No, like, yeah, he doesn't explode like most kaiju do. He just stands there and just, like...
He slumps down like
gently,
an actual animal.
Gently falls off.
Then Ultraman...
I just love that. It's like, that bitch fucking dead.
And then Ultraman takes his neck frill... And just is like, oh, I gotta make him all better. Puts it back all around
oh,
his
like,
neck. He's like, he's gonna be fine.
You
know
what
I honestly
thought he was doing that? And maybe this is what he was doing. He's like paying respects and like covering his eyes.
Good
like,
night, sweet dino.
And may angels sing thee to thy rest.
But then he raises his head.
Shwa! It flies off into the fucking
The best thing
master.
Was how the professor like tries to come over to the dead Jiren and go... Like, no, you can't die.
I made you for 15
the
years.
The funniest part was watching you guys watch it last night. You guys were just questioning everything. Sorry. And then the episode just ends.
There's like an abrupt-ass ending, and it cuts to like some fire imagery, and I'm like, what's that for?
Do we want
to
talk about the blatant product placement for the NES Super Scope?
One of their weapons straight up looked like the NESAP.
Which was, no, the Super Scope, because it was like the one, right?
Yeah.
So I just
fire.
Wait, how is that a thing?
It's not. It was funny to, it kind of looked
okay,
exactly because
I was like, wait a second, that thing didn't come out until like 1990.
It didn't come out until like 88.
But, yeah, honestly, you guys, like, even if you don't want to watch Ultraman or anything, just look up on YouTube, Ultraman versus Jiras, JIRASS. Have fun. It is an awesome fight.
It's the best 4 minutes you'll see.
It's so entertaining.
But anyways, can I quickly talk about the final episode?
Yeah, okay, we'll quickly talk about it. So, yeah, alien invasion.
Yeah, more or less, Ultraman's episodic, so it's like, you don't really need to watch
the whole
episode. There's no plot.
There is no plot. So basically, it's like, yeah, alien invasion, because fuck it.
It's just Monster of the Week the whole show.
Yeah. That's where the trope comes from.
Yeah.
Monster of the Week.
I know.
So in which, it's like, okay, basically they have the scientist guy there. There's this alien named Zeton. Air Force gets taken down. There's like 20
ships,
airplanes.
And one giant ship.
All of the small UFOs end up getting taken down by the science team. But the large one hides from them, lands over by their base, and then a little balloon inflates in the cockpit of it explodes.
I loved every single time one of the Science Patrol ships destroyed, like, a set of the UFOs, you could just see the flash and then the strings that were they were hanging on. It was awesome to see that.
But no, and then, okay, the subs got it wrong because they pronounced, like, Zeton's come, like, they spelled it Z-ton, even though his name is Z-E-T-T-O-N.
Yeah.
Zeton.
Yeah. Zeton, not Zeton.
Yeah.
You're complaining about free content.
This is why I gotta stop reading wiki pages for on these fandoms. I'm on the Jiras wiki page for Ultraman.
God.
In the 1995 OVA of Ultraman, simply called Ultraman Graffiti, Jiras is portrayed as a female and a past lover of Ultraman.
Oh,
much the annoyance of his wife.
No.
We don't talk about Ultraman Graffiti. Hell, it doesn't even have a DVD release. We don't talk about it.
We should watch that.
Oh.
It's not even subbed.
Oh.
That, how, even though I can't find it.
Do you does it really matter at this point?
Yes. But no,
basically, God knows we need that short subtitled.
Like, aliens come, like, Zetton comes, and then Ultraman's like, oh, I got this. This is the only time ever Ultraman can never beat him. It's like Goku versus Superman.
Yeah, humanity can fucking saved the world that day.
You might like this shot guard, so behind the scenes of Ultraman fighting Jurassic.
That actually looks cool.
Yeah, it's just fun.
Hey. It's like, no matter what, for all 50 years, Ultraman has never beaten Zetton.
Okay.
Zetton always wins.
Huh.
Or it's always a standoff.
Hmm.
But yeah, then Zoffy comes, in which he's like, You must come back to homeworld.
And like I said earlier, he actually calls him Ultraman, despite having no reason to do so.
Quickly before that, they just like
It's like
they have like this new prototype. Yeah, we have this new prototype weapon. We don't know what it does. We don't know if it'll work or not. Try it. They literally shoot it with their gun. Destroys Zetton literally in one shot. Explodes. And I was like, wow. Humanity destroyed this thing in one shot that Ultraman could not fucking beat. I was like, amazing.
But yeah.
Because together we are strong.
That's true. Together we are more.
Because humanity's humanity is... what was the thing that Ghost says in Kamen Rider Ghost?
Like,
humanity's infinite or whatever?
Infinite potential?
Yeah.
Because humanity has infinite potential.
United we stand, divided we fall.
And Ultraman doesn't.
Autobots roll out.
Decepticons.
Today is our Independence Day.
Today we will
it
end
is.
The apocalypse. But
in
no,
life
it would
change.
But yeah, Zoffy basically puts Ultraman back in the ball, like in the red ball thing, and he's like, "You must come back to
home." Back in your Pokeball.
It's like, "You must come back to homeworld." Well, Ultra 7 was actually the idea of the Pokeball as well.
Oh.
Story.
Oh.
In which it's like, "Come back to homeworld." I can't. Why? Well, why? I kind of have a human host. It's like,
and he's kind of gonna die.
Like
if
he'll
I come
die
back.
If we leave.
One human doesn't matter.
No, it's like, you're risking your life for a mere human. I've lived for 20,000 years.
Earthlings'
lives are very short.
Yeah.
And please let him live.
And
you're lucky. I brought two lives with me. I'll give you one. And I'll
I brought you an extra man.
And when Zoffy pulls out his beta capsule, because apparently beta capsules are this things.
They're just the equivalent to driver's licenses for these people.
More or less. Defuses them, and then Zoffy pushes Ultraman and the red ball back up in space so that he can heal. And then, that's it.
Hayato wakes up with no memory of the entire show.
Yeah,
I was like, wow.
Captain, the red ball, it's right there.
That's what I crashed into.
At the ocean. Why am I here?
Huh?
And which, that's how the show
that's
ends.
That's a cool twist.
Zoffy and Ultraman just... fly off back to the land of light.
That's cool.
In which we'll get to see the land of light. We'll get to see the land of light in week 3 when we talk about the Ultraman Zero movie.
Cool. Yeah, we can see Ultraman land.
Ultraland.
Ultraland.
So, yeah.
Ultraland.
Ultraman, I say, deserves his spot in history.
Yeah.
Overall. You can really see a lot of these tropes came from... a lot of these Toku tropes came right from here. So you can see its genesis here.
Absolutely.
And... you know what? I gotta say, I like watching Ultraman the same reason I like watching Kamen Rider X. It's this... like,
I was just thinking that!
It's the same sort of cheese, but it's...
it's just you appreciate it so
it's
much.
It's the earnest trying. Like, this is literally the best we can do at the time.
Yep.
Let's just do it, guys. And they're having fun, and you can really see why people love it still.
Hi.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah, you're fucking, like, younger than all of us, and you fucking love this shit a lot.
But,
and while I do agree with you that, yes, the show is great for its time, and it's funny, and it has great moments, the one thing that I just won't be able to get over Ultraman, and the reason that I probably won't watch more than what we watch for Ultra Live...
it's the same fight, like, it's the same thing over and over again?
That, but also just, I just don't like the Ultraman designs...
fair enough.
I understand what they're doing, and they do it effectively.
Don't like those designs?
Like, some of the
newer... they get better with age!
Some of the newer ones are fine, but honestly, you could show me any two of them, and I couldn't tell them apart from the rest.
Ultraman does have that problem.
Indeed, it does. But in which...
overall, I just say, like, again, there's a reason it stayed with us. You know, it's a weird reason, but it's a reason.
Actually, if you want to check out Ultraman... you can actually watch it on ShowFactory.com. Like, they stream it there. Or you can go to HMV and pre-order Ultraman the Complete Box Set for, like, $30.
Ooh.
In which, that's how I watched it.
That's awesome.
Via Mill Creek Entertainment.
All I can say is, I think I understand now why Paul Giamatti, while getting his makeup on to be Limbo in the Planet of the Apes remake by Tim Burton, decided to spend 6 hours in the chair watching Ultraman. That's literally what happened.
Okay.
Actually.
Wow.
Paul Giamatti, Toku fan.
Tune in next week when we actually look over the 40th anniversary film for Ultraman. Ultraman Mabius and the Ultra Brothers.
Ooh.
Stay tuned, everyone.
Excellent. All right, well, thank you for joining us for the first week of Ultralie. Hopefully we'll have much more exciting things to talk about for the rest of the month, as you mentioned. Everyone listening, thank you for joining us for another week of Cast Ranger.
And to our northern brothers and sisters, happy Canada Day. I know you won't hear this by the time, but I just wish you a happy Canada Day because I'm polite like that.
Happy Canada Day, because we're as fly as fuck. We want Obama to go there for years.
And for those of you who are in the States, happy 4th of July, because that's probably going to be about...
Yeah, when the episode comes out.
Our Independence Day!
And if you're overseas in, like, England or something, you know, come on, guys.
Go see Independence Day Resurgence.
I did. I didn't regret
and
it
for
at all.
Of you, and for all of you in Britain, we're really sorry Iceland beat you.
Oh!
Also, Portugal beat
and don't Canada. And also, don't forget to check out my live stream.
Check out Dave's live stream,
especially Wednesday when I'm going to be there too.
Yep.
Check us all out on Twitter and Junks.
Go buy Overwatch.
Only on PC. Fuck those PS4 guys.
Yeah, buy it on PC.
No,
so
fuck
you.
Fuck
you.
Yeah, if you buy it on PC,
or buy it on PS4
on the live stream.
Buy it on PS4 and play with me, Lane, and Cell.
Kevin.
Yeah, but you don't live stream. It's
and
better.
And,
all right.
Every Tuesday on sorry, my nose is just clogged up. On YouTube, if you type in Ranger Recap...
Recap?
Recap.
Ranger Recap.
Okay. Every other 2 weeks, Ranger Recap by RBT Entertainment. You should check them out. They're really... other. Like, those three guys are also really good toku guys. Which
we should have them on the show.
I've been trying.
If they want to come on, sure. So everyone, you can check out all of our Cast Ranger hijinks at castranger.podbean.com. Follow our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/rscastranger, and you can follow us at the X Studios Twitter and all of our individual Twitters.
Don't follow my Twitter.
He has come one to
the Toloman.
Party.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.